From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Monitors and security forces say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed after Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zanran Alush, who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. Details of Alush's death remain unclear, despite reports that President Bashar al-Assad's government forces had killed him in an airstrike. The evacuation was the first of its kind between Assad and the self-proclaimed Islamic State. It remains unclear if it will take place at a later time. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of Ramadi, where they're engaged in an offensive to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants after losing control of the city 7 months ago. Iraqi officials say IS terrorists have tried to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, snipers, plus civilians as human shields. It is unclear how many civilians are left in the area. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president Saturday protested against the African Union's plan to deploy 5,000 peacekeepers to quell the country's escalating unrest. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April, when it was announced that President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was re-elected in July, but the violence has since escalated. Saturday's demonstration was led by Vice President Gaston Sindimwo, who insists that Burundi's army is capable of halting violence and protecting all Burundians. Earlier this month, 87 people died when three military installations were attacked by rebels who said this week they are fighting to topple Nkurunziza. This is VOA News.